Hunting is an American tradition and enjoyed by millions of men, women, and youth from all backgrounds. This is Toby from Cape Gunworks. For hunters and shooters alike, we are the experts and carry the latest gear and firearms designed for the modern sportsman. Cape Gunworks, made for those who love the wild and want to elevate their hunting experience. Visit CapeGunworks.com for your discount and tune into Rapid Fire Radio.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Wow, it is America's birthday week, and we're going to be celebrating America this week, 4th of July coming up. Wow, what an insane weekend. And I want to say hello to all of our great listeners who came over and said hello in Washington, D.C. Just had a terrific time at the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to the Majority Conference and delivered remarks there Saturday and just had an absolute blast. And we signed a lot of copies of Star Spangled Blessings. And by the way, some people actually brought their already pre-purchased book and signed a lot of books. Unfortunately, there was some sort of massive hailstorm that hit the Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport and pretty much shut down air travel over the weekend. So we were not able to get to First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. So we're working very hard to reschedule all of that. But anyway, got to spend some time with Sebastian Gorka, our good buddy Ben Dieter, a lot of other great patriots, Ralph Reed as well. And then over the weekend, got to, when I said had dinner, I was looking for a nice quiet spot to grab a delicious steak and went to the Capitol Grill, which is just a stone's throw from the Capitol building. And sat down there. I said, put us back in a back corner. Just needed a little bit of a peace and quiet R&R. I'm literally right next door to Senator Jim Banks and Senator Ted Cruz and the senator from Pennsylvania on one side. And on the very next table is Katie Brent. I'm like, hey, Katie, can you pass the A1 sauce? But no, I'm just kidding. But it's a great steak joint. So anyway, a lot of work going on right now on Capitol Hill. Congratulations to the Senate, the Republican-controlled Senate, for finally getting in there and doing the right thing yesterday and advancing the president's BBB. I'm not sure where all of this is going to fall out here, folks. But again, on this program, I've been pretty clear, whatever Trump wants, Trump ought to get. If it works, great. If it doesn't, well, you know what? We suffer the consequences. But I'm just sick and tired of all of these folks, like the Tom Tillises of the world. And Tillis really stepped in it. He knew he stepped in it, which is why he's pulling out of the race. But I'm telling you, Trump is pretty enraged right now at Thomas Massey and Rand Paul and Tom Tillis. And I suspect there are going to be others. John Cornyn, by the way, has a great big target on his back. But look, here's the deal. I understand all these folks are trying to, they're trying to score points. But the reality is President Trump is going to get this done with or without them. I mean, it really is that simple. So we're going to be following developments. We've got a Votorama going on today up on Capitol Hill. On the Senate side, so we'll keep you updated on all of that. A lot of breaking news happening today, and we're going to get to all of those stories as well. But I want to start with this crazy situation out of New York City where the Muslim socialist is not a Muslim socialist in name only. I mean, he really is a radicalized socialist. This guy truly believes in taking away money from you, white people of America, and giving it to minorities. Now, over the weekend, and I was willing to, in the age of AI, and just hear me on this, in the age of AI, you never know what is true and what is not. I mean, that's just the cold, hard reality. So whenever somebody sends me an audio clip and there's someone say, you're not going to believe what the socialist Muslim just said. He wants to own the grocery stores. Well, it took us a little bit of time, but we were able to track down that information. And sure enough, it's true. He really does want the government to take over not only grocery stores, but it goes well beyond that. So Mamdani is out there on Meet the Press on NBC News over the weekend, and he doubled down on all of this. So he said, not only is it true, because, again, CNN and the others were saying, well, it's really not, you know, he was just taken out of context. No, he was not taken out of context. I mean, it was right there in black and white on his platform, his agenda, which, by the way, has been stealthily edited. But Mamdani was confronted about this, and I got to give credit to Meet the Press. They did a pretty good job of punching back a little bit on Mamdani and these radical policies that have the Democrats freaking out. They are shaking in their high heels, male and female. Cut number one, please.
And realize there's a policy proposal that says your plan, and I'm going to quote it for folks, is to shift the tax burden from overtaxed homeowners in the outer boroughs to more expensive homes in richer and whiter neighborhoods. Explain why you are bringing race into your tax proposal.
That is just a description of what we see right now. It's not driven by race. It's more of an assessment of what neighborhoods are being undertaxed versus overtaxed. We've seen time and again that this is a property tax system that is inequitable. It's one that actually Eric Adams ran on saying that he would change in the first 100 days. He's since sought to defend it and lost at every juncture in court.
And I understand you're saying we're simply describing the types of neighborhoods that would see these increase in taxes, and yet by invoking race, do you run the risk of potentially alienating key constituents?
I think I'm just naming things as they are. And ultimately, the thing that motivates me in this is to create a system of fairness. It is not to work backwards from a racial assessment of neighborhoods or our city. Rather, it's to ensure that we actually have an equal playing field. And right now, what we see with the property tax system is one that is overtaxing a number of New Yorkers and undertaxing others, and an inability of political will to resolve that.
All right, so here's the deal. The guy just, you know, if you're white, if you're a person of the Caucasian persuasion, he's going to make you pay higher taxes. Now, that is illegal, but it doesn't really matter, because this guy is going to go full, he is going to go full-blown socialist on you people. He also says that all of you billionaires out there, people who have, you've made some money and you've been very successful in your career, and let's get real here, if you're a billionaire, that means you have been incredibly successful in whatever career you were a billionaire in. Well, Mamdani says that billionaires should no longer exist in America. Cut number six.
You are a self-described democratic socialist. Do you think that billionaires have a right to exist?
I don't think that we should have billionaires, because frankly, it is so much money in a moment of such inequality. And ultimately, what we need more of is equality across our city and across our state and across our country. And I look forward to work with everyone, including billionaires, to make a city that is fairer for all of them.
Now, you know, what's interesting, though, is he has no problem accepting campaign donations from billionaires. Imagine that, ladies and gentlemen. This guy is dangerous. And the reason why is because he's got charisma. He's got charm. He's got the pearly whites, and he's just got the ear-to-ear grin. And while he's doing that, he is chopping your head off, politically speaking, of course. So Mamdani is out there saying that if you have been successful in life, then you don't deserve to enjoy your success. So he says there should be a cap on how much money you should be allowed to earn. Now, here's what's interesting about this guy. Here's what's interesting. We did a little bit of background check, a little bit of work on this guy, Mamdani, and it turns out that his mother is an incredibly wealthy woman. She is a very successful Oscar-nominated filmmaker, and she has made millions and millions of dollars. As a matter of fact, the family lives in New York City in a multi-million dollar apartment. So this guy who portrays himself, Zohran Mamdani, as a 33-year-old working-class guy, is actually the son of this wealthy, super-famous Hollywood film producer and her husband, and he happens to be an Ivy League professor. He teaches at Columbia University. And by the way, Daddy, you know what Daddy teaches over there to the little urchins over at Columbia? Daddy teaches about the evils of colonialism. So this is where Mam Dami is getting all of this nonsense. Keep in mind, and I want you to step back and think about this for a moment. Just think about this for a moment. Here's a guy, 33 years old. He's never held a job. This guy has never held a job. 33 years old. He's only been in the country for 7 years. And now he is about to become the mayor of the largest city in America. What does that tell you? It tells me a couple of things. First of all, there is some reporting out there that Mam Dami has been making a lot of trips to Washington, D.C., and specifically a mansion in Washington, D.C. And that mansion, by the way, is owned by none other than former President Barack Hussein Obama, whose father was also anti-colonialism. So I wouldn't be surprised when we end up writing all the history books about this little endeavor that we find out that Barack Obama is behind all of this. I'm telling you, Obama's a dangerous guy. Mam Dami is going to be even worse because he actually buys into all of the socialism stuff big time. As a matter of fact, I want to play this. This is Mam Dami on the end goal. And he talks about wanting to seize the means of production in America. Again, this is a guy who's only been in our country for 7 years, and he's saying that he has come to America to destroy our way of life, that capitalism is evil, that the Constitution is evil, and he is coming in, and he is going to be the savior of all. Cut 13.
What the purpose is about this entire project, it's not simply to raise class consciousness, but to win socialism. And obviously raising class consciousness is a critical part of that. But making sure that we have candidates that both understand that and are willing to put that forward at every which moment that they have, at every which opportunity that they are given, we have to continue to elect more socialists. And we have to ensure that we are unapologetic about our socialism. There are also other issues that we firmly believe in. Whether it's BDS, right, or whether it's the end goal of seizing the means of production, where we do not have the same level of support at this very moment.
The end goal is seizing the means of production. This guy is dangerous. By the way, he did not go to a community college. You know, I mean, he's the son of working class multi-billionaires. He didn't go to a community college. This guy went to a very expensive private school in the state of Maine known as Bowdoin College. Now, those of you living in Memphis, Tennessee, you might be wondering, where do I know that name? Bowdoin College. Well, that's where your resident socialist, a guy by the name of Justin Pearson, who wears the power fro and now talks like Malcolm X, even though he talked better than a white guy over at Bowdoin College. This guy is a state representative now. He was elected. So Memphis, Tennessee, you've got your own homegrown socialist going on, and they both came out of the same school. Do you think that is a coincidence? Ladies and gentlemen, there is so much more to talk about here. We got a lot of stuff to get through. But let me say this, and we'll take a quick break. Your education system has turned a generation of children, of young people, against you and against their country. This is pretty much the entire millennial generation. They are now well of voting age. Gen Z, you're right behind them, at least the older portion of Gen Z. They have all been radicalized in their public schools. And if we're not careful, other generations are going to suffer the same fate. So this is a dangerous thing. And the fact that they're openly talking about it, they know they've got the votes moving forward because a lot of conservatives are getting old and they're dying, and we have got to replenish the conservative roots of this country. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we're going to be talking to a member of the Texas State Board of Education. They have just approved a textbook that describes George Washington as a terrorist. This is happening in Texas, for crying out loud. We'll be right back. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. You know, Mike has a passion to help everybody get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by creating the best pillow. He also created the best bed sheets ever. Mike is offering the best deal on his Percale bed sheets. You can get a set for as low as $24.98. The MyPillow Percale bed sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. They look great. They feel great. And that means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Also, for a limited time, when you order over $100 worth of merch, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $24.98. Order now or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS. That's 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS. All right. Welcome back. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy Monday to you. A lot of people on the road getting ready to celebrate Independence Day. Look, there is a lot going on in Washington, D.C. right now. You have Senator Tom Tillis, who has become completely unhinged. President Trump declaring war on Tillis. Tillis immediately realizing that he made a big mistake. And Tillis, by the way, is pulling out of the race. So he's retiring, and that's going to create a huge, huge, huge controversy in North Carolina as Republicans try to figure out who their next guy is going to be. President Trump is very big right now on Mark Robinson, who ran for governor, and it did not go well at all, the former lieutenant governor. So I'm curious to hear from you, North Carolina folks. Who do you like? We're hearing names like Pat Flanagan being batted about, also Don Brown, who is not as well known. He was on this show a few days ago, and folks seem to really enjoy him. And this guy, I've known Don for 20-plus years. He's a rock-solid conservative. He has served our country honorably in the military, and he is a pro-Trump guy. But there is a lot of concern in some conservative circles that if Mark Robinson is the guy, he may not be able to generate the votes. So I'm curious to hear from you on the situation in the Senate race in North Carolina. That is going to become a big, big deal. And we've got to get somebody in there who's going to be able to hit the ground running. Also hearing that Michael Whatley and possibly Laura Trump as well being mentioned as candidates. Who do you like in that race? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, here's Tillis last night hollering, yelling at President Trump. Cut 14.
On health care and betraying a promise, it is inescapable that this bill in its current form will betray the very promise that Donald J. Trump made in the Oval Office or in the cabinet room when I was there with finance, where he said we can go after waste, fraud, and abuse on any programs. Now, those amateurs that are advising him, not Dr. Oz, I'm talking about White House healthcare experts, refuse to tell him that those instructions that were to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse all of a sudden eliminates a government program that's called the provider tax. We have morphed a legal construct that admittedly has been abused and should be eliminated into waste, fraud, and abuse.
All right. There you go. That guy, he's a rhino. He hates Trump, and he hasn't done anything for the good people of North Carolina, and he deserves whatever's coming at him. That's what I say. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, this crazy story, we have it up at toddstearns.com, involving the Texas State Board of Education, and they are advancing. They have just signed off, and it's a Republican-majority Board of Education. They've just signed off on an ethnic studies course that will be made available to high school students across the entire state of Texas that portrays George Washington, our founding father, our first president, as a terrorist. We're going to talk to Julie Pickren. She's one of the good guys on the State Board of Education. She's coming up next. Again, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. This next story is just, it's unbelievable. And we have it up at toddstearns.com, and I would encourage you to go and read the reporting there. But the Texas State Board of Education approving a very controversial ethnic studies course. And I want to bring into the conversation one of the good people on the Texas State Board of Education. She's a Republican. Her name is Julie Pickren. Julie, good to have you with us today.
Yes. Hi, Todd. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
Well, I saw your report on X last night, and I thought, oh, geez, Lou, we got to get Julie on the show. So what's going on there? They really do think George Washington is a terrorist?
Oh, Todd, I don't even know where to begin with this. Never, ever did I think this could pass in the great state of Texas, especially among our board that's a two-thirds Republican board.
That's the shocking part of all of this, is that Republicans went along with the Democrats. Tell us about the ethnic studies course and some of the horrifying things kids are going to be learning.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so some of the things in this course are teaching George Washington as a terrorist and his army as a terrorist organization. And in this course, it's not just one standalone lesson. It actually was flagged in our documents as thematic. It appears four or five times throughout the course of teaching George Washington as a terrorist. Our great U.S. president, can you imagine that happening in a school in America, much less a school in Texas?
It's just shocking. And his army, you're talking about the Minutemen, we're talking about the men who fought in the Revolutionary War to secure our freedom over the British.
Yes, sir, teaching them as a terrorist organization. And then also in there is it's teaching that Christian churches sponsored Christian missionaries to go into the native tribes, to kidnap their children, to take them back to re-education camps, to turn them into Americans and turn them into Christians. I mean, basically, they're teaching the Christian missionaries who went to the tribes and the churches as something like you would see in, you know, re-education camps in Nazi Germany. This is ridiculous.
So where will this material be used? I mean, so the Board of Education has signed off on it. What happens now?
Well, as far as I can tell, there's three school districts in Texas that are already piloting this course. Who brought it to us is Grand Prairie ISD, the Dallas area. They brought it to us for approval. They've already been teaching it for 2 years. And so now that it has the stamp of approval from the Texas State Board of Education, this means that any high school in Texas can now offer this course.
This is just insanity, and I'm wondering, why did the public go along with this? Did anybody show up at the meetings and complain?
No, Todd, they didn't, because for whatever reason, this was fast-tracked, and the public has never seen this course. I don't even know to today if this these materials have been made available to the public. This course, how we adopted this course, completely violated our board operating rules. And I don't understand why the chairman and these Republicans did everything possible to fast-track this course. We, as the State Board of Education, we did not even receive this course until Monday afternoon and the first vote, because the way we operate is we have a preliminary vote and then a final vote. So we received this course Monday afternoon, 138 pages of review associated with this course, this application, to take a preliminary vote on Thursday and then to take the final vote on Friday. And then it was never made available to the public. So the people that were part of developing this course, Grand Prairie ISD, professors, people that were part of this woke indoctrination course who helped develop it, they all showed up to testify, but yet the public was never given an opportunity to testify because the public was never given an opportunity to see it. I promise you, my district and several other districts, people around Texas, this does not align with Texas values. The public would have shown up in mass to oppose this if they would given what they would have been given the opportunity to see this woke indoctrination of children.
Is there anything that can be done now? I mean, this is already out there, but you know, is there anything that can be done to pull this curriculum?
Not from the Texas State Board of Education. At this point, we need the governor to intervene or the Texas Attorney General to intervene. If it comes back to the Texas State Board of Education to fix, we can't touch it for another 2 years.
Now, you've got to...
We can fix it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
For another two, we can fix it, but it won't be for another 2 years.
Oh, boy.
I'm just appalled that this course was held. This course was never given to Texans to review. It was never given to parents and to Texans to review.
Now, one of your colleagues, one of the other good guys, Brandon Hall, voted against it. He said this was woke, un-American indoctrination. He says this course is rotten to the core with CRT, anti-American themes, historical fallacies, and it attempts to turn students into woke activists. Is that your take? I mean, what is the end goal of you know, poisoning the kids' minds with this stuff?
Absolutely. This is a complete manipulation to rewrite history, to indoctrinate our kids to hate our founding fathers, to hate the founding of America, to hate America, and to hate Christians. He's absolutely correct.
Wow. This is just insane. And I think a lot of people are just shocked by the Republican part of this, Julie. I mean, you guys are dealing with Republicans that, quite frankly, sound more like Democrats in the State House all the way to the State Board of Education.
Yes, sir. If you go back and you review our meeting, because our meeting is made public online, you'll see Republican Kevin Ellis out of Lufkin, Texas, defending this. I mean, all the way through defending this and wanting to fast track this. And you'll see member Will Hickman out of Houston, same thing. Even when I was calling for roll call votes, that everybody would be on record on how they voted, because the public didn't get transparency on this course, but the public did deserve transparency on who's voting for this. Even member Will Hickman out of Houston called for procedure rules to where we could not have a roll call vote. So even the Republicans were voting to hide their votes from the public.
Here's what gets me, Julie. I've been on social media, and man, are they coming after you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They sure are. There's a lot of people. And I'm going to say it this way. On social media, it's a lot of people who aren't Texans on social media. There's a lot of people in our country that do not like America and that want this woke indoctrination. But I can tell you, for the district that I represent and for the state of Texas, this does not fit Texas values, and it certainly does not fit the education that my district elected me to provide.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming on the show today, Julie. Just an incredible situation. And again, it seems like hands are tied. So we're just going to have to hope and pray this can get undone in 2 years.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm hoping that the governor of Texas or the Texas Attorney General will step in soon and work to get this shut down, the state of Texas. There should not be one Texas tax dollar that funds this woke indoctrination of our children.
No, I'm well said. I agree with you. And we're going to reach out to Ken Paxton's office, and we'll see what he can do. Julie Pickren, a Republican on the Texas State Board of Education. Folks, a Republican majority board voted to put into classrooms a textbook that describes George Washington and the Revolutionary War heroes as terrorists. That is happening in the Lone Star State. All right, Julie, thank you. We've got to run. Our telephone number, folks, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. May I tell you about my friends at Patriot Mobile? They're America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They have the very best 4G and 5G networks, nationwide coverage, and the best part of all, they're Christian, they're conservative, and they support causes that we care about. And that's why I want you to check them out. They also have a really amazing cell phone service, and they have a plan to fit any budget. That's a big deal these days. Use promo code Todd, and they're going to give you free activation. Their entry-level plan, just $25 a month, $75 a month for their ultimate plan, and you're going to love it. Go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Do your homework. Look them up. Check them out. By the way, if you want to give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Great news. Your phone call's not going to be rerouted to Bangladesh. You're going to be talking to an American, and that means a lot to me. That's right. Their entire customer service team is based right here in America. So, again, 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Todd. Promo code Todd gets you free activation.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense. Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
All right, coming up, we're going to be talking to Joy Eakins. She's running for the governor of Kansas, and we're going to be chatting with her. Also, Heather Wilson, the co-founder of Give, Send, Go, and we're going to be talking to the folks over at Gun Owners of America. So all of that coming up. We have a jam-packed show for you today. And also just a reminder that we are in book launch month here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. On July 4th, something very important happens, and that is the kickoff to the 250th birthday celebration of our great nation, an entire year full of all sorts of incredible extravaganzas. And it's going to be an exciting time to be an American citizen. And it's also going to be an exciting time for you to read our brand new book, Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. So Michelle Cox and I wrote this book hoping it would bring you great encouragement and blessings and remind us of the greatness and the kindness of our incredible nation, the greatest country on the face of the earth. You know, I talked a lot about this Saturday to the gathering in Washington, D.C., this idea that Donald Trump really brought a new day to America. Coming up a little bit later, we'll play some audio clips from my remarks. But I can tell you that it really is a new day in America, that Donald Trump has ushered in not just the golden era, but it's a new way of thinking. It's really an inspirational time in America. And for me, that just there's nothing more exciting than that. Well, there's a lot going on, like I said, up on Capitol Hill right now. There's been a lot of concern over Medicaid and the cuts to Medicaid, which is freaking out a lot of people. And these Republicans on Capitol Hill are not helping matters. Well, Senator Jim Banks explained what's really going on. I thought he did a terrific job. Cut number 12.
That's a big part of this bill, too. You think about people who go to work every day and pay taxes. And then there are 5 million Americans who get Medicaid who are able-bodied. They sit at home. They don't work. They're not taking care of a sick kid or a sick mom and they're still on Medicaid. Medicaid is expanding every day, and there's a big cost to that. So let's reform Medicaid and save it for those people who need it. But let's make sure that people who are able-bodied go to work every day and don't get things for free.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there are far too many people on Medicaid who don't actually need it. And that's all the Republicans doing. That's all President Trump is trying to do, is trying to clean up all of the grift, all of the corruption. It's insane. As a matter of fact, the Justice Department earlier, about an hour ago, announced charges against over 300 people for health care fraud. Cut 18.
We are announcing today charges against 324 defendants for their alleged participation in health care fraud schemes involving approximately $14.6 billion in false claims submitted to Medicare, Medicaid, and other health care programs. In a takedown this large, I can't possibly describe all of the work that went into dismantling each scheme.
You see, here's the problem. Are these people going to jail? Because what they need, this all needs to be incredibly public. And I'm talking the perp walks, the whole nine yards. We've got to send a message to folks. If you're an able-bodied human being, you're not getting to sit on your butt and collect a check from the government. Those days are over. Those days are gone now. If you're on public assistance, if you're on welfare, if you're getting a government EBT card, you're not going there. You're not going to be able to buy your Ho-Hos and your Fritos. No. Those days are over. You're buying food that's going to be healthy and good for you. If you go out and get a job, you can buy the Ho-Hos with your own money. But if you are living off the government dime, there need to be some rules and regulations. Here's Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, cut 9.
7.8 million people are expected to lose Medicaid coverage, and you cited the 35 million figure there. Are you suggesting that 35 million people covered by Medicaid are all involved in waste, fraud, and abuse?
No. What I'm saying is how do you explain that we only have 35, I say or only, I don't want to use that as a derogatory term, but I just want to use the numbers here. There's 35 million people under the poverty line inside the United States, and there's 70 million people that are signed up for Medicaid. Where are you going to tell me that there's not room to cut fraud, waste, and abuse in the program? People that are today eligible for it underneath current programs are still going to be eligible for it tomorrow, too. We're just getting out the ones that should never be there. I mean, what is so hard about requiring an able-bodied individual with no dependents, no sickness, to work 20 hours a week? I know you work more than 20 hours this weekend alone.
It's a fair question. And again, if you are legitimately supposed to be on Medicaid, then you're going to be on Medicaid. I mean, that has never been debated. Trump is not going in and is throwing everybody off Medicaid. That is not going to happen. They're going in and they're getting rid of all of the grifters. That's it. Now, if you think the grifters ought to be getting a check from the government, well, that's where you and I are going to have to part ways. Because I work far too hard, and it really angers me. You know, I put in, I would say, 60 to 80 hours a week, at the very least. And that's on a good day. I mean, that's even, you know, 4th of July weekend, because it takes a lot to run a business. And it angers me when I see people out there just goofing off, just not giving a rip, and my tax money has to go and take care of them so they can sit in their homes and do nothing. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just not me. That's not what that is not in my DNA. And I just don't understand people who don't want to put in a hard day's work. I really don't. That's a big problem in this country, by the way. We've got a lazy country. We've got a lazy country, and we've got to fix that, which is one of the reasons why a lot of these construction companies and farmers and other folks went out there and got the cheap labor. First of all, they knew they were getting cheap labor, but number two, they needed bodies to actually do the work. And in many cases, a lot of Americans just did not want to do the work. Does that make it right? Absolutely not. So here's the deal, and I know this is going to be controversial, but you know what? If you're sitting at your home right now and you've got working arms and legs and eyes and ears, and you're not out there working, and let's just say you're in the construction business, and you refuse to work. Well, you know what? What does that mean? It means maybe a house is not going to get built. I mean, sooner or later, we're going to have to start going without as a country because there just aren't enough people willing to get out there and work their butts off. It's just absolutely insane. We're getting a lot of messages on our YouTube and our social media pages right now, platforms right now. And we're going to be naming the four Republicans. We'll put that information out on our YouTube channel. And by the way, you can watch us live on our YouTube channel. Give us a follow over there. We always have a fun little crowd, and we would love for you to hang out with us. You know, one of the challenges about Rumble, and we went back to YouTube because we've been dealing with some issues with Rumble, and I decided, you know what, it's just not worth it. So we're back on the social media platform at YouTube. And we'd love for you to hang out with us there. We're going to post that information about the Texas State Board of Education. We're also going to be picking up your calls in the next hour as well. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense. Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Texas, that's right. I love this American ride.
I was watching this crazy story over the weekend, last night, Sunday afternoon into Sunday evening, this horrible story out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and just incredible, great salt of the earth people. And it's a small community right there in north. If you haven't been to Idaho, it's a beautiful area of Idaho. Well, the entire state's beautiful, but northern Idaho, and it's just right across the state line from Spokane, Washington. And there was a brush fire, a report of a brush fire. Firefighters get out there and they arrive at the scene, and immediately this lunatic opens fire on the firefighters, and we now know that two firefighters were killed, another seriously injured, and the gunman was ambushed them, set the fire, ambushed them, and at one point the sheriff on national television said, you know, that he really hoped that anybody with a gun would be able to take this guy out. Yet another reminder, because in that area there were a lot of hikers. There were a lot of civilians just out for, you know, for enjoying the day, and they had no idea what was going to happen. And it's yet another reminder that we live in a very dangerous country, and we live in a country where you need to be prepared. That's one of the reasons why I'm a big fan of Gun Owners of America. I'll be speaking at their national convention in August in Knoxville and hope to see all of you there. But on this radio program, we are fierce defenders of the Second Amendment. Just a couple of, was it last week, you had the situation in Michigan at the church where some guy gets ready to storm into the church. Thank goodness there was a deacon there with a Ford F-150 pickup. He hit the gas, ran over the attacker, and then a security guard at the church opened fire and took out the bad guy. Now, our next guest knows something about that. You know his story quite well. He was at Sutherland Springs Church in Texas in 2017 when a gunman opened fire. Stephen Williford grabbed his own gun and confronted the gunman, saving countless lives with nothing but his rifle and his resolve. And he is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Stephen, what an honor to have you with us today, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, and I will definitely see you in Knoxville. And I'll sign a book, give you a book.
I love that. And likewise, and of course, Stephen, you're also the grassroots and industry liaison for Gun Owners of America. And we are just being given, it seems like just about every week, we're being given yet another reason why people need to go out, they need to get themselves a gun, and they need to learn how to use that gun.
Absolutely. I think our founding fathers were brilliant. I actually think they were inspired by God. This country is one of the only countries in the world that you can use a gun to defend yourself. And make no mistake, bad guys are going to have guns. They're going to get them through the black market or whatever. And we as law-abiding citizens, we outnumber them. And we need to get rid of gun-free zones in this country and start letting the problem be resolved that way.
You know, Stephen, I live in Memphis, Tennessee, where we base our national show. And we have a very large Jewish population here. And it's really something whenever I drive around town on Saturdays, you see very visible security. Many of the entrances to the synagogues are actually blocked by pickup trucks. And it is very clear that if you try something, you're not going to make it through the parking lot. But then contrast that with a lot of the Christian churches on Sunday, and you don't see as much security. And I'm concerned about that.
Well, I think so many of the churches nowadays have, and you know, I truly believe if you want to open carry, you should be able to open carry and stuff. So many of the churches nowadays that I know of, demand that if you do carry it, that you carry it concealed. I believe in a visual deterrent, but if you are going to carry open, you should be carrying, take some retention classes and stuff, and carrying a good holster that you can retain your firearm. Learn how to, if you're going to carry open carry, then you need to be a little bit better with your skill.
I'm all for that, and I think, you know, having being educated, you know, taking courses and staying up to date on that training, that's vitally important. No matter how old or young you are, if you have a firearm, what are some things that you recommend, and especially for these soft targets, what do they need to do to protect themselves from these bad actors out there?
Well, I think first and foremost, they need to have thought about what they would do in a situation, because I wasn't the first to ever say this, but your body can't go where your mind hasn't been. And if you haven't thought of what you would really do, then you won't react properly if it ever happens. And you know, I'm an advocate for training. I used to shoot in a local at a local range where we had league shooting competition. And I became very good at competition, and they would think of different scenarios every week, and we would compete against each other. And go out there and start competing. And, you know, when I first started saying, I'm not good enough to compete, they said, you never will be if you don't. Just compete against yourself. Just try to score a better score than you did last week. And before long, I was winning first place trophies, and I was competitive, and I was a good shooter. And it's like golfing, but for men.
Stephen Williford is joining us, and I love that description, by the way. Stephen Williford is joining us. He is the author of an incredible book, A Town Called Sutherland Springs, Faith and Heroism Through Tragedy, and you can read more about him at thebarefootdefender.com. Going back to that day, I mean, what was it that you just had the wherewithal, you had the mindset to go in there and go right directly into the danger zone?
Well, again, I was a competitive shooter. I was a shooting coach and a firearms instructor. I instructed the shooting club and stuff, and I shot on a church pistol team. We call ourselves the Sinners. And so when the guy started shooting the church, there has to be a reason that you do what you do. And it, just like a fire extinguisher hangs on a wall, you hope you never have to use it. But the day that you have to use it, it's nice to know that it's there. Those skills and stuff that I learned in competition and that I coached and I taught, and I used to teach defensive courses too. It became just a real hobby of mine, and I would teach classes. And I didn't even charge for my classes. I charged a $20 refundable deposit for the class because I wanted to know you were going to show up, or I got to keep your $20.
Well, that makes sense. I'm curious though. Wait a second. What was the name of the church shooting club? Is the Sinners?
We call ourselves the Sinners. And what sin in the Bible, the word sin in the Bible, it came from an archery term, meaning missing the target. And we all sin and fall short. So it was kind of a take on that, you know, that we were the sinners. And it gave us a chance to testify to others and figure out that we were really good.
Wow. I love this. Our church, we have a I belong to a Southern Baptist church. We have a men's barbecue ministry, but maybe I'm going to have to recommend, maybe we should get a shooting club.
Well, it's really funny because when we stopped going for a while, because here in Texas it got really hot, we stopped going to the range, and the range called us up and said, "We don't think you understand. When you're at the range, everybody calls you our church group." And the lady at the range said, "We like it when you're here. The language cleans up in the range house, and more families come out to shoot."
I love this. I love this. Stephen Williford with our friends at Gun Owners of America. And folks, if you want more information about that incredible organization, go to gunowners.org. That's gunowners.org. And, you know, Stephen, there are other groups out there, organizations out there, Second Amendment groups. But what is it about Gun Owners of America that makes it so unique and, quite frankly, effective as well?
Well, we have been, since day one, the only no compromise. We don't believe we fought against the bump stock ban. We fought against, you know, we don't pick a fight, the fights pick us, because everything, if it's an infringement on our Second Amendment, we're fighting it. And if our case gets thrown out or whatever and someone else's case is still there, then our lawyers and our group actually help their case also. So we are the ones that are fighting every infringement on your gun rights, and we're winning. We are winning in so many ways, and we're taking back rights that people don't even know that they're missing. We've been broiled in a fight lately for suppressor freedom, or the Hearing Freedom Act, or Hearing Protection Act, and the Short Act, and it looks like we have a lot of Republicans that fail to fight like Democrats, and I've kind of got a attitude now that the Republicans need to learn to fight like the Democrats do. And so we're working on that and trying to primary those that won't stand for the Constitution. And please go to gunowners.org and sign up. Be part of that solution. Get in that fight for taking your rights back.
And real quick here, Stephen, before we have to let you go, let's talk about the big convention coming up. This is in August. It's August 9th through the 10th in Knoxville, Tennessee. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is the 2025 Gun Owners Advocacy and Leadership Summit. What can people expect when they come to this big event?
We have several of your very favorite manufacturers that are there. showing off all their stuff. And even like Palmetto State Armory will show stuff that is in development phases and stuff, and things that are coming that aren't even out yet. So you can handle the guns that you want to see. And even, you know, Palmetto State Armory lets you vote on the ones that, you know, you want them to pursue and get on the market. You know, manufacturers like Smith & Wesson, Springfield Armory, Daniel Defense, Barrett's going to be there. And you can talk to actually the people that run the industry. You can hear good speakers like yourself and be encouraged in the firearms and get to know what's going on. I would say it's really, really a cool thing. All the creators or influencers, whatever you're going to call them, they're going to be there also. You'll actually get to talk to them personally. And I will say we have a room that's for life members that can go in and get something free to drink and set at a table and maybe some free snacks or whatever. And the influencers actually hang out in that. So it's really cool. If you're a life member, you can actually go in and no telling who you might see there.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm just one of these guys. I like to wander around the exhibit hall. And you guys are going to have 120,000 square feet of exhibitor space. So there's going to be a lot of stuff there. You're going to be able to meet the gun manufacturers. You're going to be able to go to the training sessions and have a lot of fun. And I'm excited to be able to meet you officially in person, Stephen, as well as so many of our great listeners. And if you'd like information, again, go to gunowners.org. That's gunowners.org. Stephen, we got to wrap it up, my friend, but we'll have a lot to talk about come August.
Thank you very much, and God bless. I really, really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you very much. Again, Stephen Williford, everybody. This is the guy that saved a lot of lives in the great state of Texas, Sutherland Springs. And you can read about him and get more information about Gun Owners of America at gunowners.org. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. You know, it's interesting. When I was at the event in Washington, I met the wife of the founder of Old Glory Bank. What a great conversation. What a great family. And folks, I got to tell you, if you are tired of the cancel culture in your current bank, then you need to go check out oldglorybank.com/Starnes. That's oldglorybank.com/Starnes. Old Glory Bank is not just any bank. It's a bank built for folks who love this great country and refuse to be silenced. As a matter of fact, when you put your money in Old Glory Bank, you're actually supporting a financial institution that believes in freedom of speech, the right to bear arms, and good old-fashioned American grit. And I love that. So go check them out, oldglorybank.com/Starnes. That's oldglorybank.com/Starnes.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hope you guys are doing well today. It's always a lot of hosts like to take this week off, and I've already taken days here and there, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to be back in Memphis. I'm going to hang out with you guys as you're driving to wherever your destination is. I was reading a story about what 56,000 people are expected over at Memphis International Airport over the next couple of days. That's where I do not want to be. Oh, where is that story? I got some, you know what, Dylan? I've got some mailbag information that we've got to get to here. And this was a very interesting mailbag experience. Now, normally we, well, let's just say that we have multiple emails from folks who like to weigh in and send us notes. But this one in particular really caught my attention. I received a letter from an attorney by the name of Jerry Lynn. Jerry Lynn, and she's very upset with me. Jerry Lynn says that she was upset because I said on the radio that deadbeat college graduates who refuse to pay back their loans should get their wages garnished. And that's exactly what Trump is going to do. Jerry Lynn told me that she's got nearly $250,000 in student loan debt. $250,000! She says she's an attorney and she only makes $63,000 a year. She works for a legal service to help poor people. She's also in her mid-60s. So Jerry Lynn said, my argument that students should not take out loans they cannot afford is short-sighted and misinformed. Now, I did a little bit of research here, and it turns out that the average attorney in the United States makes $150,000 a year. So, sounds like Jerry Lynn may not be that good of an attorney. But I did recommend, again, I'm trying to help folks out, I recommend that she should get a better paying job, take up a second job, or reach out to Dave Ramsey. But she better hurry because they're also going to start garnishing Social Security checks. Don't be a deadbeat, America. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch. And that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Now, if you go over to the Todd Stearns live show on YouTube, you will be able to, in the live chat, I've listed all of the Texas State Board of Education members who voted against this nonsense. I also have a link, so you'll be able to reach out to all of the board members and express your extreme displeasure at this textbook that identifies George Washington as a terrorist. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, in North Carolina, there is a raging controversy over Tom Tillis and his behavior. It's pretty reprehensible. Last night, Tillis going off on President Trump. We played it earlier today. It was an ugly screed. And I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and welcome in our next guest, Alan Mashburn, who happens to be chairman of the Montgomery County Republican Party. He is now demanding the immediate resignation of Senator Tillis. Alan, good to have you with us today.
It's an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
So what really set you off about Tom Tillis last night?
We have endured this guy for years. He has turned us off constantly. He's quit coming to our conventions. He makes no appearances in our counties, and then he even threatens us when we try to hold him accountable. Our state party has voted to censure him. Literally, we've run out of options. and because of his rant and his poor decorum that he displayed on the Senate floor. I put that post out, and amazingly it went viral. I think it's upwards of 300,000 views, and you've reached out to me. Several other networks have reached out to me. That wasn't my intention, but it was just frustration. He has to learn, and the rest of the swamp has to learn, that if they haven't figured this out, this is Donald Trump's party, and he revived a dying party. And that doesn't make him our king or our savior. But at the present time, it's his party. And if you don't believe that, within 24 hours of him floating the idea of entertaining people at the White House that would be potential primary contenders, and then within 24 hours, Tillis retires, that tells you everything you need to know.
You know, it's interesting, Alan, because I think you guys have a big problem within the Republican Party there, and it's not an unusual problem. We're seeing this happen in Georgia, for example, in Texas. There is a major fight going on between the America First conservatives and the establishment. I'm curious because there is a lot of concern that Michael Whatley may be the next guy. He may be the handpicked choice. He's at the RNC right now. Who do you think is the best choice for the replacement for Tillis?
I think when we look at this, you have to consider several options. One, Whatley was our state chair. You know, as being in leadership, you're not always going to make everyone happy. There's always going to be a natural divide there somewhere. There always has been a disconnect between the grassroots and the upper echelon of the party. We've done our best to try to meet in the middle for the good of the cause, the good of the country, the good of the state. But it's still there. So my concern is, with all due respect to Whatley, he is a friend of mine. That's always going to be there, and it cannot be ignored. We have three or four things that we have to consider. There must be name recognition. They must be able to raise funds. They must be able to support the America First agenda, period. Have no other ulterior motives. And I can only think of one candidate that could pull that off with a Trump brand. And without saying her name, because I am a county chair and I cannot show partiality, but looking at this objectively, this is what I see on the forefront right now in North Carolina.
So I'll just ask, do you think that if Laura Trump throws in here, she's from the Wilmington area, she's a native North Carolinian, do you think that she could actually beat the Democrats in North Carolina?
I think she has the name recognition, obviously. She has the brand. She has grassroots support, many of them. You know, there's some that says, you know, we would prefer that she currently live in North Carolina. Well, I would prefer to have a red United States, but that's not reality right now. We have to retain that seat. I think the future of the country demands that we retain that seat. So we have to have someone that wins. And we have people that have announced that are friends of mine. This is not personal. This is talking about the future of our state, the future of our country, my children's future. So this is not personal. This is totally business and reality. And we have to have someone who can do that. And she can raise money. We know that. She can even self-fund. I believe that. But the point is, she has all those abilities, and that makes her viable. In fact, I think it makes her the most viable.
You know, again, looking at that, there's been a lot of scuttlebutt about Mark Robinson jumping back in. I like Mark a lot. I like Michael Whatley a lot. But I think we've got to really be thinking out of the box here. And there's an electability factor that you've got to consider that. I mean, this is politics we're talking about. And I don't know if the state is ready to go through all that, you know, everything they went through in the gubernatorial race.
Mark is a good friend. I spent the entire weekend with him, he and his wife, and we'll see him again next week. That's how close we are. I cannot speak for him, but I can tell you this. There was no appetite in the conversation that I've had with him, even today, for him to do that. And, again, I don't speak for him. Whatley, I love him as a brother. I mean, I do. And should he do that, make that move, I'm sure there'll be conversations within the inner circle workings of the White House that we're not privy to, that everything will be considered. It's a big thing. It is a huge deal. And I think President Trump knows this more than anyone concerning the future of the agenda and the future of this party.
Well, I mean, just look what happened to your neighbors over in Georgia, Alan. And by the way, we've got Alan Mashburn with us, chairman of the Montgomery County Republican Party in North Carolina. I mean, they've got two what was a rock-solid red state. They've got two far-left Democrat senators. One's a self-avowed communist, for crying out loud.
Again, we've got to get this right. I think the biggest problem that we have in the Republican Party, yes, we don't stay together like the other side, but the biggest problem we have is we do not have strategy. We do not have a long-term strategy. We've got to come up with a 50-year plan. That's not uncalled for. We have to have a 50-year plan to make MAGA last if we want to make America endure.
Alan, I like this. I like what you're saying here because, again, I don't want to rehash the old history here, but the Republicans should know every single thing, good, bad, and horribly ugly about their candidates. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. You still got to have a strategy to deal with everything. And once that person wins the nomination, they've got to have 1,000% support from the party. And if you don't, you're going to lose all the time. We've seen this over and over again across the nation.
Every single time. We saw it here in North Carolina in the gubernatorial race, and many want to say, well, it affected, the top spot affected the entire space down, all the races downhill. Here's the thing. If you don't back your candidates, you're going to lose. And you have to understand the strategy of the left. You have to understand and expect, and then you have to have a counter. And then live in reality. Live in truth. If it's not true, keep plugging on. Truth doesn't need a defense.
Well said. All right, Alan, look, we really appreciate you coming on the show today. And we have a lot of listeners across North Carolina. And folks are really, engaged in this. I mean, it's going to be a very important race to maintain control of the Senate for the Republicans. And I'm with you. Whoever that person is, they're going to have to be America first, rock solid conservative. They're going to have to be able to raise money. And I'm telling you, one name just pops to the top. And I think she'd do a great job. And she did a great job leading the RNC.
Well, I do hope she will consider it. Right now, we need good people lined up. And I'm not putting a plug in for her or Whatley. I'm just saying that, again, we need to have strategy. We have to look at this strategically. And we have to have good people on the bench consistently. And I think those two candidates stand out among anyone else that can raise money, that have the name recognition, that can get a Trump endorsement. No matter what people think about that comment, it's reality.
Alan, do other chairmen and chairpersons in North Carolina share your sentiment?
Many of them do. They don't exactly have the liberty, perhaps, that I do, or the liberty that I take. I had a platform from my run for lieutenant governor, so I've just continued that. This is my first year as chairman. I'm sure people are not happy with my strong stances. But listen, I see my children's future at stake, and I will stand for that before I'll stand for anything else.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well said, sir. All right. We're going to let you go. Again, Alan, we're going to be paying really close attention to this one, as well as what's happening out in Texas. Really appreciate you spending some time with us today.
My honor, sir. Thank you.
All right. There you go. And it's important for you to hear from the folks that are the grassroots. And I'm curious to hear from you. And we've got a lot of listeners across North Carolina. And you guys are going to be very important, very crucial to maintaining control of the Senate, especially with the chaos that's unfolding in Texas right now. So I am curious your thoughts about Laura Trump. If not Laura Trump, who do you like in that Senate race? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance in Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible, compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense. Balance in Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceinnature.com. That's balanceinnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So they had the gay pride parades all over America. Man, may I just ask a question? I don't mean to be disrespectful here, but it just seems to me, now, as a Baptist, I'm generally opposed to nudity. I think most Baptists even shower fully clothed. But I just want to say something. I mean, if you're going to be nude in public, and I do not advocate for public nudity, but if you're going to be nude, you need to look pretty darn good. I mean, you sort of need to be like, oh, I don't know, smoking hot, right? And I mean no disrespect to the LGBTQIA plus pansexual community, but you got a lot of butt ugly folks out there, and they're walking around shaking their moneymakers in public, and many of them need to be clothed. All of them need to be clothed. I mean, these are some gigantic, morbidly obese people. It is a frightening thing. I've never seen anything quite like this. So in New York City, though, they have another parade, and it's called the Dyke Parade. And so that's the name of the parade. And they've got all these lesbians out there, and as well as men who think they are lesbians. And so anyway, the folks over at Frontlines were there. They reported on all of this. They've got the video, and we've got it up at toddstearns.com. I would caution you, it's pretty graphic. But here's the story. A pervert wearing devil horns performed a striptease on the steps of the Marble Collegiate Church. And this is a very historic church. That's where Norman Vincent Peale was the pastor back in the day. And you've got this drag queen wearing fishnet stockings who was mounting a stair railing, I mean, basically humping the stair railing while fondling a cross, a crucifix. People were singing outside of the church, "God is a lesbian." The morbidly obese people, they were all topless, and that was, I can't unsee that. Here's how Frontlines described it. Women with beards showing off their mastectomy scars during Pride in New York City. The crowd was filled with women who have been able to grow beards, likely due to testosterone they're taking. I mean, they were having problems, apparently, finding corporate sponsors. You would have thought Lady Bic could have stepped in, or Nair. Transgender flags were plastered on the front of the historic church. By the way, this is where Donald Trump went to church. The entire Trump family used to go to Marble Collegiate Church. Radical leftists also targeted other churches. Here's what I don't understand. Our good friend Vicky Palladino, the New York City councilwoman, she said, why not do this in front of a mosque? Sorry, but why aren't you simulating sex in fishnet stockings and high heels in front of a mosque? It is a great question. And, it is a perplexing thing. I mean, why is it? Why is it that the drag queens will not spread their legs and writhe on the Muslim prayer rocks? I mean, it's an honest-to-goodness conundrum, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, no. No, no, no. We know why. We know why. Elsewhere along the parade route, the demonic trans creature was twerking on a New York City police officer. At what point, again, if you're a cop and somebody comes up and twerks on you, I would think at the very least you could tase that person or hand them a wet wipe. The front lines also reports that the transgender dude was holding a sign portraying himself as Mary Magdalene. A transgender priest was there blessing the lesbians along the parade route. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the debauchery that was happening in New York City and San Francisco, by the way, over the weekend. And all I can tell you is, thank goodness, I think people are waking up and they're seeing this is not normal, well, unless this is normal. I mean, they say these parades are reflective of the movement. Is that what the movement? And I'm just genuinely asking all of you LGBT folks who might be listening. I mean, most of the ones I know, most of the LGBT crowd that I know, or at least the LGs and the Bs, they just want to be left alone. They want to live their lives. They don't get into all of this stuff. They think it's embarrassing. It's humiliating. So I am curious, ladies and gentlemen, if this is, is this acceptable? Because I don't see the Ls, the Gs, or the Bs condemning any of this. That's the whole point. And it seems to me, if you were out there and if you were doing this at a mosque, what would be breaking loose right now? Which is one of the reasons why you don't see them going after the mosques. So anyway, very, very bizarre stuff. We've got the videos. You can see it for yourself. Again, graphic content, not for the kiddos, over at ToddStearns.com. All right, coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Joy Akins. She is running to be the next governor of Kansas. And also, Heather Wilson, one of the co-founders of Give, Send, Go. A lot of people taking issue now with GoFundMe. And we'll be talking to both Heather and Joy coming up in the next hour. We'll also be taking your calls. And now is also a great time to get yourself a copy of my brand new book. It's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. Head over to Amazon. If you are an Amazon Prime member, you'll be able to get the audio version of the book free of charge. Otherwise, you can purchase the audio version, Kindle, or hardcover edition. I am telling you, already in our third printing, and we're just, I think probably within a couple of hours, they're going to be announcing a fourth printing of the book. So you guys, keep up the great work. Go get yourself a copy. Buy one for a friend as well. You're going to love it. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. ToddStearns.com, our website, a great place to download our free app. Also, sign up for our free podcast and newsletter. Lots of free stuff over there at the website. We'll be right back, America.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us today as we watch the Senate conduct this Votorama, getting the BBB through the Senate back to the House of Representatives. Tonight on my Newsmax TV show, we are going to have a jam-packed program. Senator Tommy Tuberville kicks things off. Also, we're going to be talking to Congressman Andy Biggs. We will have a Republican and Democrat panel as well. So a lot happening on our Newsmax program. That is 5 o'clock Eastern time on Newsmax, too. Speaking of Newsmax, if you haven't heard the news, you've been living under a rock. Newsmax going public on the New York Stock Exchange, and millions of people are joining our news revolution. We are now the fourth highest rated news channel, just behind CNN. Reuters says we are the fourth highest rated news channel again, or we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans, 40 million go to Newsmax for news they can trust. Also, want to encourage you to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. President Trump, he's a big fan. Get the free Newsmax app. Also, check out our Newsmax shares on the New York Stock Exchange. And you can do that by going to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Well, I've been able to meet a lot of great people on our national book tour. Just in Washington over the weekend, got to hang for a little while with Katie Britt, Ted Cruz, and Jim Banks. And the week before that, I was honored to be in Kansas and had the opportunity to meet our next guest. Her name is Joy Akins. She is running to be the next governor of the state of Kansas. Joy, good to have you with us today.
Hello, Todd. Thanks for the invitation to be on. Great to be here.
So how's the campaign going in these early days?
We've had a great launch. We just launched the day before I met you, and it's been so great. We've had wonderful response from the people of Kansas. I think they're looking for a new kind of leadership here in our state.
So what is the big issue facing Kansas voters?
Well, that's a great question. And it feeds right into why I'm running, which is that our people, the greatest asset this state has, they're leaving our state because they cannot find opportunity here. And these people, they're innovative and genuine, and they have interest in others. And they're hardworking, and they're right here in the middle of the country. And they want their piece of the American dream, too. But it's gotten harder and harder to have that here in Kansas under our Democrats in the governor's house and under some weak leadership from the Republicans. So I'm not a politician, and I've jumped in the race to set a vision for a Kansas comeback.
So what does that look like for you? Because you guys are in a weird state where, you know, one election cycle you're going Democrat, the next Republican, at least when it comes to the governor's mansion. What is it going to take to convince voters that you're the right person for the job?
You know, I think people want a vision and they want to see where we could go. Kansas really should be the best place in America to live the American dream. And there's five areas that we've defined in our campaign to look at. One is improving education. We still don't have school choice here, and we've got some issues with outcomes. They're not well. We're paying a lot of money for terrible outcomes. So we're going to improve education. We're going to cut taxes. In Kansas, the individual tax burden is only 1% lower than California. And I think people are shocked by that because we're a really red state. But they are, and people are leaving California too, just like they are Kansas. We're going to eliminate red tape for businesses, and both of those things, taxes and red tape, will help make us an epicenter for entrepreneurs and businesses, and all those New York City businesses that want to leave, they can come right here and join Kansas. We're going to make it easier to own a home, and we're going to strengthen families.
Well, I can tell you right now, that's probably going to be a pretty long list of businesses. Absolute insanity what's happening in the Big Apple right now, where they are literally embracing an avowed socialist who wants the government to start taking over things like grocery stores. Joy, you wonder, again, you look and you laugh at New York City, but you wonder how many other socialists are now being elected to offices across the country.
That's so important. And, you know, Tocqueville said there's nothing more arduous than the apprenticeship of liberty. It's not just a given. You don't just have freedom because you have it once. You have to keep fighting for it over and over and over again, making sure that people understand why we have it and making sure they understand the importance of it. I mean, I started a business 17 years ago here in Kansas because we are a free country, and I can own my own business and have an idea and do something different. If I lived in some other countries, I wouldn't have been able to do that. So I've got my piece of the American dream, and I think more people need to have it for sure.
Joy Akins running to be the next governor of Kansas. And Joy, where can people go if they want to get information about you and your campaign?
Sure. They can go check out our website at kansascomeback.com. We are ready to lead a Kansas comeback here in the middle of the country.
So KansasComeback.com, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to want to go and check that out. I know we have a lot of listeners across the entire state of Kansas. And, Joy, when you look at what the president is trying to do and the incredible work that this big, beautiful bill is going to accomplish, and especially with the farming industry, I know that's a big issue for you guys. What are you going to be doing to stand alongside farmers there in Kansas?
Oh, my goodness. We've already been out talking to farmers and hearing what all of their concerns are. And in rural communities, which are losing the worst in our state, and thinking about how we can help them move forward. But things like housing and education would be big, but also broadband. You know, we had this Biden administration put this broadband thing in place that put so many requirements, so many woke requirements on it. We couldn't get anybody hooked up to it. So we're going to change those things and make it easier and better for the people who live in rural Kansas and our farmers.
Well, I love this. And I know that education is a huge passion of yours. You were, spent several years on the Board of Education there in Wichita. So I know all of our KQAM listeners are very much aware. And I love this idea of fighting for parents' rights, which is a huge issue nationwide right now, Joy.
It really is. So, you know, there's people who think they know how to raise our children better than we do. And unfortunately, they seem to be running things in our schools these days. And, you know, one of the things I've heard from teachers who have had stellar careers and they're leaving public education because they get accused of misgendering a child or there's policies out there that they don't agree with, hiding things from parents. And so they're leaving education. And, you know, that's leaving a big hole with only people in the classroom that think it's okay to hide things from parents. So we need to give parents the strongest voice we can. And one way to do that is to give them vouchers. But there are other policies we need to put in place for these families as well.
All right, folks, again, the website address, KansasComeback.com. That's KansasComeback.com. Joy Akins, a Republican candidate for governor in Kansas. And Joy, we wish you nothing but the best out there on the campaign trail.
Well, thank you, Todd, and keep doing what you're doing because we need this voice.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Go check out that website and a big decision for all of you Kansas voters here in the coming days as we head toward the midterm elections. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible, compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense. Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
Can we have a conversation just briefly here about airport hygiene? Just some observations here since I've been living at airports for the past couple of weeks. I was on a recent flight. I am not going to tell you where I was going or coming from because I feel bad, but we need to talk about this. There, for some reason, when people go and fly on airplanes nowadays, they feel like they don't have to take a bath. That they don't have to practice good hygiene. And that's a problem when you're stuffed inside a big aluminum tube with, you know, 130, 140 other people. It's a big problem. So anyway, I had the extreme displeasure of sitting next to a dude. And this guy, it was clear that instead of taking a bath or a shower, he decided to bathe himself in cologne. And it was so terrible. I just got over the headache from the aroma. I mean, it was just so fierce that everybody on the, it was just anybody who walked by our seats just did a double take. It was that bad. And it was just clear to me that the person was, had not had a bath and that apparently just poured a bottle of cologne. And I think it was Dracar. It was, and it was like a stale cologne, which made it even worse. So anyway, and the only reason I knew the guy hadn't showered is because he was grabbing something out of the overhead compartment. And when he did, he lifted his arms. And folks, I'm just, very rarely has my breath been taken away. But it was like, woo-wee, sweet mercy. If I'd have had a can of Febreze, I'd have been spraying it all over the place. So all that to say, take a shower. Use a little bit of underarm deodorant, and you know, just ease up on the cologne a little bit. That's all I'm saying. Nothing terribly big. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Interesting story out of the New York Times. The headline, "The Summer Job, a Rite of Passage for Teens May Be Fading Away." As businesses face economic uncertainty, seasonal work is harder to find, pushing the unemployment rate for teenagers above 13%. So anyway, the Times went out to Jenkintown, PA, and they were talking to teenagers. They interviewed Eugenie LaBranch, 16 years old, looking for a summer job, and she's been having a hard time. Her luck finally turned when she spotted a Hiring Now sign outside of a Dunkin' Donuts. Wait, they just call them Dunkin' now. They got rid of the donut part. But when she called this month, she was told the store was not hiring. It's happened a few times, a sign in the window, hopeful calls, only to be told the position is no longer available. She's applied to more than a dozen jobs, but still has not landed one. Most of the time, she doesn't hear back at all. She says it's frustrating because there are a lot of kids my age that want to work and they just can't. In May, the unemployment rate for teenagers rose to 13.4% from 13% in April and 12.4% from a year ago. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They say a tighter labor market suggests teen unemployment could reach its highest level in over a decade. In May of 2015, the unemployment rate for teens was nearly 18%. That began to decline just before the pandemic. Now, they estimate about 1 million new summer jobs for 16 to 19-year-olds, and it could be the lowest number since 2010. So I'm just curious, are your kids having a hard time finding a summer job? I've noticed on the neighborhood social media pages that I'm a member of that a lot of kids are becoming entrepreneurs. So they're offering their services up for babysitting, dog walking. A lot of kids, a lot of guys especially, are into power washing. And there must be like 9 or 10 teenagers that have their own power washing equipment. And they're going out there and power washing houses and driveways and all that kind of stuff. A lot of people wanting to do lawn work, you know, mowing your grass. And I love that kind of stuff. I mean, we've got kids. Our neighborhood is one of those neighborhoods where you can set up a lemonade stand. And people will actually stop by and they'll buy lemonade from the kids. We still do that around here in the South. So I'm curious if your kids are having a difficult time finding work. And if so, why? Why do you think that is? Employers are also not hiring solely for summer jobs. That means they can be more selective, choosing experienced adults or those available beyond the summer. I wonder if they're hiring down at the Alligator Alcatraz. There's really no need. The alligators are doing the work, right? I mean, by the way, that opens up tomorrow. I don't know how Ron DeSantis did it, but they built the entire Alligator Alcatraz in less than a week. Unbelievable. Trump, by the way, is going to be down there tomorrow for the grand opening. And if you haven't heard about this, they're going to be housing a bunch of these illegal immigrants in this island in the middle of the Everglades, and it's literally surrounded by alligators, pythons, venomous snakes, and other critters of the wild. I think this is one of the more brilliant ideas. So if you want to escape, good luck. But you're going to be on somebody's menu. Just figure that out. Anyway, back to the New York Times story. Teens are also looking to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, which teaches workforce readiness skills. Now, the organization reported a 14% jump last year in membership among teens looking for that first job. Do you remember what your first job was, ladies and gentlemen? I remember mine. It was I got to sweep the floors at a mom and pop like department store in our small town. It was, what was it called? Altmont's. And I was the janitor. I was like, you know, a freshman in high school, maybe, or I don't know. I was really young. And it was my very first job I ever had. Then when I turned, I think my sophomore year, I got a job at Popeye's Fried Chicken, and I was working part-time at our local newspaper office, which was a lot of fun. So I was, you know, early on, my parents instilled in me a work ethic, and they were determined we were not going to sit around during the summertime and just goof off. We were going to get out there and work and earn money. And the way it worked, I had to pay for my own car insurance, and I had to pay for gas. That was the rule. And I did. And it was, you know, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed working at Popeye's. That was back when we had to wear those bright orange polyester uniforms. We looked like, I don't know, cones, like those construction cones. It was terrible. Smelled like chicken all summer. Terrible. But it was a lot of fun. And you make money, and you learn about responsibility. You get raises. You're always working to better yourself. I mean, these are great life lessons that I learned as a kid growing up. And I suspect you've got great stories as well, remembering your first job and the experiences that you had that led you to become the kind of person you are. I mean, it really is sort of a rite of passage. But my recommendation, if you're a kid and you can't find a job, well, start a business. You've got plenty of skills where you can start something in the digital world. You can go out there. You could go old school. Well, nobody's delivering papers anymore because nobody's buying the papers. And quite frankly, a lot of reporters are probably looking for work too. But you can mow grass. You can run errands for elderly folks. You can do all sorts of cool things. You just got to put your mind to it, and you got to be creative. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Had a friend who worked as one of those costume characters at Six Flags. Hated the job. He just didn't like kids. And you know, you got to be surrounded by the kids. But they used him, I think, as a punching bag. It's a tough audience out there at Six Flags, I'm just telling you. All right, folks, hang tight. Got to take a quick break. In the meantime, head over and get yourself a signed copy of my brand new book, out now, week number 2, Star Spangled Blessings Devotions for Patriots. You can get a copy at your favorite bookstore. Also go to Amazon, or if you want a signed copy, you can get one right now in the Todd Stearns Country Store. That's at toddstearns.com. We'll be right back, everybody.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
All right, folks, don't forget 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Stearns Show on Newsmax TV. Senator Tommy Tuberville, Congressman Andy Biggs among our very special guests. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight, so hope you tune in 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax for the Todd Stearns Show. All right, our next guest. Wow, what a great company they have. And back in 2014, they came up with this idea, three siblings, and they had an idea. And what would it look like if they took this newly popular idea of crowdfunding and stretched it beyond just funding for people's material needs, but also added a spiritual component to all of this? Well, that's what Give, Send, Go is all about. And on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today, Heather Wilson, the co-founder of Give, Send, Go, joins us. Heather, great to have you with us today.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, what a terrific story. So you guys had this idea, and how long did it take from the conception of the idea to actually launching Give, Send, Go?
As with any great idea, you think that you're going to just start a business and everybody's going to, you build it, they'll come. We started Give, Send, Go with a loan from our mom and very little technical background, and we went and found somebody to build a website for us, and it was going to be a 3-month project and an 8-month project and a year-long project, and it just kept taking longer and longer, but we hung in there, and almost probably a year, just over a year, we launched Give, Send, Go. So in 2015, the beginning of 2015, we soft launched Give, Send, Go, and said, okay, here we are. Let's see if we can make a go of this crowdfunding platform.
So here you have this, and things are going well, but you guys weren't really breaking out of the mainstream until the middle of the pandemic. So in the summer of 2020, and that's when we started to see GoFundMe start deplatforming and canceling a lot of these fundraisers, especially for faith-based organizations. And that's really when you guys sort of were thrust into the national spotlight.
Yeah, absolutely. When we started Give, Send, Go, we had no idea where we would find ourselves. When one morning we woke up and we had all these hate mail and death threats, and we were like, what is going on Give, Send, Go? And we went to the site and saw that a young guy named Kyle Rittenhouse found himself accused of killing some people, murder, and he was trying to raise money for his legal defense because he said it was self-defense. And everybody else had deplatformed him. And like you said, when we started Give, Send, Go, we hadn't seen much deplatforming, but over the years and these big tech companies, which I like to call bad tech, if you're going to use your tech company to silence people, it's bad tech. But these big tech companies were silencing people they disagreed with, and we decided that we were going to stand up, whether we agree or disagree with people, and give them a voice. And so Give, Send, Go shot into the public square of who is this platform that doesn't do what GoFundMe and Facebook and all these others are doing.
I'm just curious, were you guys expecting because you got some blowback, but were you ever expecting to be thrust into, the middle of this huge raging national debate at the time?
No, not at all. It was actually amazing how many people got angry that we were allowing the presumption of innocence for this young guy. We didn't know whether he was innocent or guilty. We weren't there. All we saw, like the rest of the world, was what was going on, what we were being fed on social media. And we thought, this is why we have this presumption of innocence in our justice system, because we don't know all the facts yet, and how scary it is for us to want to make a judgment call on somebody that we don't actually know what the truth is yet. And so we weren't expecting it. But once we decided to stand, the amount of anger from all sides came at us, and we were like, wow, I'm so surprised that there are this many people that don't understand how important our justice system is and that presumption of innocence, even for people that we know did it. They still get to go to trial of their peers. And so it was definitely not a challenge we had foreseen when we started Give, Send, Go. But standing through it made us just all the more stronger.
Heather Wilson, the co-founder of Give, Send, Go, joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, what I love, though, is the faith component. And, you know, when you look at GoFundMe, it's really about me. It's about, you know, sort of self-centered. And yet you guys give, send, go. It just reminds me right away of the Great Commission.
Absolutely. And that was when we started. We thought, how are we going to be different? And we knew that money helps, you know, raising money. What people were doing on GoFundMe is a good thing. People coming together and helping financially. But we know as Christians, that's not the only thing people need when they go through some of these tough situations where they turn to crowdfunding. And so we thought, let's create a platform that allowed people to raise funds easily, but then also share hope with people as they were going through some of those hard times. And we have built out a hope team on GiveSendGo that calls and prays for every campaign that gets started. So you start a campaign for, you maybe you had a house fire and you have to rebuild, and you'll get a call from our hope team saying, hey, I just read your campaign. What can I be praying for you right now? And we really are watching hope be spread through some really difficult situations.
I just love this, Heather, and I have to imagine that things have grown quite a bit from, you know, what does it look like back in 2016, now where you guys are?
We are now in 80 countries around the world. We are just exploding. We are continuing to stand for freedom, but even more than that, to share, we're continuing to share hope with people. We're saying, listen, you don't have to be alone in the tough times. We don't even have to agree with you, but we want to introduce you to somebody who cares about you and loves you, and we believe that's Jesus. And so we are just continuing to stand firm in what God has called us to do, and we are now the second largest philanthropic crowdfunding platform out there.
I just think this is terrific. All right, givesendgo.com, ladies and gentlemen. That's where you can give, send, or go, givesendgo.com. Heather, congratulations. We're just so excited for you and the great team over there at Give, Send, Go.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
All right. What a great, again, what a great platform, ladies and gentlemen. And, again, we talk about creating this alternative economic culture in this country. What better way to do that than to support Give, Send, Go? They do not censor, and I love that about these folks. Heather Wilson, co-founder of Give, Send, Go. Going to play some audio here. This is CNN, and they're very upset over Charlie Kirk because he called out Justice Jackson Brown, and pointed out that she was a black diversity hire. And so now they're accusing Charlie Kirk of being racist. Cut number four.
That has caused some people, like Charlie Kirk, to say Ketanji Brown Jackson is a diversity hire. She's only there because she's a black woman.
Of course he said that. Like, it's Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
Like, big, so that's not breaking news. Ketanji Brown Jackson is more than qualified to be on the bench. And I would argue, I don't like all the justices and their judicial rulings, and they all have very qualified judicial records. So the fact that she is a black woman, the first black woman, there have been many, many before her, and there will be many, many after. Will they all get the chance to be on the bench? No. But this is what they do. Like, they should have just taken the win, but they cannot get out of using race and gender to try and bait people against each other.
So, but here's the reality. She really was a diversity hire. And you have to go all the way back to the presidential campaign of 2020 when Joe Biden promised to name a black woman to the Supreme Court. And then when the opening came up, this is the headline from Reuters. This was January 27th, 2022. Biden vows to nominate black woman to U.S. Supreme Court by the end of February. So this is not taking into consideration her intellect at all. The fact of the matter is, it didn't really matter. Her intellect did not matter, or lack of did not matter. The only thing that mattered to Joe Biden and that administration was that Justice Jackson be a black person and be female. That was it. Those were the top two requirements for the job. And now it's coming back and it's biting the Democrats in the behind. But in this particular instance, Charlie Kirk is absolutely right. She fits the literal definition of a diversity hire. She was only hired because she was a black woman. That's it. Case closed. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's a national focus on eating only the healthiest of foods, and that's great news for Balance of Nature. Their method of producing a vibrant nutritional supplement is second to none. While so many others use chemicals and additives, Balance of Nature is made solely from whole food ingredients. While other methods sacrifice nutritional quality for the sake of profits and volume, Balance of Nature's advanced vacuum-cold process involves freeze-drying the fruits and veggies into a fine powder, helping to retain as much nutritional value as possible. Compared to the other inferior methods, which cut corners at your expense, Balance of Nature packs a nutritional punch, and that's the whole reason for taking Balance of Nature, getting the most nutrition for the sake of your health. Use my discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. You must use my discount code CHARLIE. Call them at 800-246-8751 and use discount code CHARLIE or order online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off plus free shipping.
Ran into our good friends at AMAC over at the Faith and Freedom Coalition gathering, and I just love these guys. They are standing up for this country, and we've got to. We see what's happening in New York City, all these socialists getting elected to local and state offices around the country. We've got to stand up, and we've got to fight, because we know the left is working overtime to tear down the values that built America. Faith, family, freedom. That's it. And that's why I am super proud to stand alongside our friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. I want you to go check them out, amac.us/starns. That's amac.us/starns. And check out the incredible opportunities. Now, hear me on this. AMAC, it is the conservative alternative to the AARP. But it's not just for seniors. Whether you're 18 or 80, AMAC is for any American who loves this country and wants to see it protected for generations to come. So I want you to go check them out. You're going to get some amazing things, an outstanding magazine, access to exclusive discounts, and you're also going to get helpful resources. But most importantly, you're going to be part of a growing patriotic community that refuses to back down. So go check them out, amac.us/starns right now, and join the fight to keep America strong. All right, I want to go back to Ma'am Dahmy for just a moment, because another part of this story is his rabid anti-Semitism. And this was on full display. I want you to listen to, this is from Meet the Press yesterday. Cut 7, please.
You were recently asked about the term globalize the intifada, if it makes you uncomfortable. In that moment, you did not condemn the phrase. Now, just so folks understand, it's a phrase that many people hear as a call to violence against Jews. There's been a lot of attention on this issue. So I want to give you an opportunity to respond here and now. Do you condemn that phrase, globalize the intifada?
That's not language that I use. The language that I use and the language that I will continue to use to lead this city is that which speaks clearly to my intent, which is an intent grounded in a belief in universal human rights. And ultimately, that's what is the foundation of so much of my politics, the belief that freedom and justice and safety are things that, to have meaning, have to be applied to all people. And that includes Israelis and Palestinians as well.
But do you actually condemn it? I think that's the question and the outstanding issue that a number of people, both of the Jewish faith and beyond, have. Do you condemn that phrase, globalize the intifada, which a lot of people hear as a call to violence against Jews?
I've heard from many Jewish New Yorkers who have shared their concerns with me, especially in light of the horrific attacks that we saw in Washington, D.C. and in Boulder, Colorado, about this moment of anti-Semitism in our country and in our city. And I've heard those fears, and I've had those conversations, and ultimately they are part and parcel of why in my campaign I've put forward a commitment to increase funding for anti-hate crime programming by 800%. I don't believe that the role of the mayor is to police speech in the manner, especially of that of Donald Trump, who has put one New Yorker in jail who's just returned to his family, Mahmoud Khalil, for that very supposed crime of speech. Ultimately, what I think I need to show is the ability to not only talk about something, but to tackle it and to make clear that there's no room for anti-Semitism in this city. We have to root out that bigotry, and ultimately we do that through the actions, and that is the mayor I will be, one that protects Jewish New Yorkers and lives up to that commitment through the work that I do.
But very people, quickly, for the people who care about the language and who feel really concerned by that phrase, why not just condemn it?
My concern is to start to walk down the line of language and making clear what language I believe is permissible or impermissible takes me into a place similar to that of the president who is looking to do those very kinds of things, putting people in jail for writing an op-ed, putting them in jail for protesting. Ultimately, it's not language that I use. It's language I understand there are concerns about.
Well, there you go. He was given every opportunity to condemn the language, to distance himself from the language, but he's not going to do it. And I will say this, you got to respect the guy for that. At least he's standing by his guns. He doesn't mind that people know that he's an anti-Semite. The guy's got a problem with Jews. And people need to be aware of that when they go and vote on Election Day. But there you go. Look, this is a big problem for the Democrats because their party is so far out of the mainstream right now. I mean, when you factor in Mandami, that guy is even to the left of everybody out there in Congress right now. We're talking about AOC, Ilhan Omar, all these people. This guy's to the left of them. And the party has absolutely no leadership right now. This is why Mandami was able to get himself the nomination. I mean, people are freaking out right now. Here's a CNN anchor, cut number four. I'm sorry. Let's see here. Cut number eight, please.
City-run grocery stores, I've proposed a pilot program of one store in each borough. These are five stores in total. The total cost of this is $60 million. This is less than half the cost of what the city is already set to spend on a subsidy program for corporate supermarkets that has no guarantee of cheaper prices or collective bargaining agreements or even accepting
SNAP. So you're not looking at some, like, Soviet Union grocery stores on every corner that are going to be run by the government.
No, what I'm looking at is how to solve the very clear twin crises of affordability when you go to the grocery store and food deserts, which disproportionately impact Black and brown New Yorkers across the five boroughs.
Okay, so here's the cut. This is Democrats freaking out. Cut number 10.
What should they take away is that the party leaders, Democrats who say they want to replace their party leaders, look at this, 62% nationally say yes compared to just 24% who say no. That lines up with the idea that Democrats view their own members of Congress, their own leaders in Congress, record low approval rating. Democrats right now are out for blood. They want to take out their party leaders. And you saw that with Andrew Cuomo going, adios, amigos, goodbye, see you later in New York this past Tuesday.
Yeah, that's what happened. And so don't hear me on this. The Democrats are imploding. But do not ignore the situation within the Republican Party right now. We've got to stay focused on this. We've got to make sure that President Trump's agenda gets over the finish line. And ladies and gentlemen, if I were you, I would be working your phones, calling your senators, calling your congressmen. There is going to be a big fight in the House of Representatives, no matter what the Senate does. So it's going to be incumbent upon all of us to get out there and encourage our lawmakers to do the right thing. And I know I've got concerns about the BBB. I know you do, too. But this is what the president wants, and the president says he cannot accomplish his agenda. He can't usher in the golden era unless he gets the BBB through Congress. So let's give the man what he wants. If it works, we celebrate. We're all going to be wealthier. We're going to have more money in our pockets. And if it doesn't, then we're going to have to back up, and we're going to have to figure things out. And somebody's going to have to say, Rand Paul, you were right after all. But I think this is going to work, and I truly believe that Donald Trump knows exactly what he is doing. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to keep track of all of these stories on Newsmax tonight. We'll talk about them again tomorrow on the Todd Stearns Show. Folks, it's been a lot of fun. Head over to toddstearns.com right now. Read our stories. Check out some of the great videos. You get out there. Have a great one. Be cool, everybody, and you be safe too, America.
The
This is Toby from Cape Gunworks. America began when the pilgrims first landed on the tip of Cape Cod, the birthplace of American patriotism. Since 1620, Americans have been using firearms for hunting, protection, and sport. And there's no better place to purchase firearms than where it all began, and from like-minded patriots. Cape Gunworks carries all the guns and gear you need. Visit CapeGunworks.com for your discount and tune in to Rapid Fire.